From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. After Hurricane Irma, there were the obvious physical signs of a disaster. Debris, blue tarps, homes destroyed. More than 10 months later, the debris is mostly gone. Homes are under repair. But as WLRN's Nancy Klinginer tells us, there's still a lot of pain. A note to listeners, this story includes references to suicide.
Debbie Zutant tends bar at Coconuts on Big Pine Key on weekend afternoons. A few months ago, she said goodbye to a regular. He was a local taxi driver, someone everybody in town knew and liked.
He left the bar, and I remember I walked over to him and I said, not only are you my favorite customer, you're one of my favorite people in the world, and I gave him a big smooch.
A couple hours later, he took his own life. He was the fifth person Zutant knew on Big Pine Key to die by suicide since Hurricane Irma last September. The suicide rate in Monroe County was already much higher than the statewide rate before the storm. For the last 5 years, the county averaged 21 a year. By July of this year, there were 20 suicides in the Keys, on track to double the average. An obvious factor is Hurricane Irma, according to the county health director, Bob Eady.
It's like this miasma, this cloud hangs over anybody that had to go through it.
Getting through the hurricane and the immediate aftermath was hard, but the stress is really showing months later, as people are still trying to find a place to live that they can afford, to rebuild their homes or businesses. A lot of people are still fighting with insurance companies. Summer DeBastiani is an assistant professor of nursing at the University of Miami. Before Irma, she wrote her PhD dissertation about suicide risk in the Keys, and lives in the Keys now. She used to work at the Centers for Disease Control on disaster preparedness and response. She says after a disaster, there's what's called, believe it or not, a honeymoon period.
And that's when, you know, the community is joining together and there's a lot of rallying and support.
After a few months, that goes away. The volunteer forces go back home.
And then you kind of are left with, oh, well, still the remnants. And that's when kind of the mental health aspects start setting in pretty strongly.
DeBastiani says it's important for people to reach out to friends who may be at risk, and for the community as a whole to realize that a lot of their neighbors are dealing with some pretty severe stress.
Anything we can do as a community to try to help alleviate that stress, especially now, post-Irma, I think would be very helpful. Improving people's quality of life. It's odd to say that because we live in paradise, right?
Quality of life can be something that doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Bob Eady from the health department recently moved and wound up giving some fishing gear to one of the movers, who lives on Big Pine and lost everything.
He had not been able to justify spending money on some fishing gear with all the other things he needs.
But taking time to do things you really enjoy, that's a real need, Eady says. That stuff matters.
For his mental health, it's something that he should be doing, but he just couldn't do it.
Another challenge in the Florida Keys is the famous island character of independence and resilience, a character that is distilled to its essence on Big Pine. It's a rural community between the cities of Marathon and Key West.
It's kind of always been an outlaw, smuggler, kind of off-the-wall community.
Debbie Zutant, the bartender.
Very proud and very stubborn and hard-headed.
Eady and DeBastiani both say that's one of the biggest public health challenges in the Keys, persuading those independent islanders that it's okay to ask for help.
I mean, the Keys are tough people, and that's good news and bad news. There is such a tendency that I've seen that they're going to take care of everything by themselves without asking for help.
The Monroe County Health Department is looking for national models on coping with suicide and other long-term mental health impacts after a disaster. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
The suicide prevention hotline number is 800-273-8255. And for more information on resources for suicide prevention and where to get mental health care in the Florida Keys, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.